This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do mean that sincerely. I love it when you guys chime in the conversation that we have in the chat room, you know, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And you got to get involved and get engaged. Do me a favor. You know, I haven't brought this up in a while, but head up to the website. I'll wait. TheRealSide.com. It ain't that hard. And when you get up there, there's a couple things you could do. Either sign up for the email blast, which shouldn't be that hard for you. And if you've really gone into the emails, I get it, because I'm not into emails either. I hate emails. So head up to the website, and then that way there, you can. If you don't want the email, then how about text messaging? You want a text alert? That would be cool, too. You can get a text alert. You'll know the show's coming on. You'll know who's going to be on. I do not inundate you with this stuff. You know why? Because I hate when people inundate me with this stuff. So I just send you enough to make you happy. Keep you happy for a few minutes anyhow. Happiness is a fleeting thing. I don't know if you figured that out yet. Probably some of you have. And you just want to make sure that you're actually involved and engaged. You're getting real information from people. All right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 is the phone number if you want to call. You got something to say. I got a lot I'm going to do this hour. And one of them is, you know, is the black community, especially the spiritual community, especially the true believers. Are they with Trump? Are they for Trump? I mean, if you really think about it, if you really go through the list of what the black community, black, I won't say conservative, but I will say the black community of faith believes in, is so much in line with what Trump believes in. And some of you are going to go, oh my God, I can't believe he just said that. Well, I can say it because it's true. And it's about time we stop with the lies. We stop coddling the people that are lying to us on a regular basis. They do. They lie to us on a regular basis. And we cannot let them keep doing that to us. It's not right. Some of you are okay with it. You're okay with letting them get away with it. I'm not. And I'm not willing to let it keep going on. And you shouldn't be either. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so Dr. Fauci was originally, you know, I mean, I love these people talking about how, you know, Donald Trump is not doing the right thing. He doesn't know what he's doing, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I want to throw up in your Cheerios or something. I don't even know how to put it. But, you know, how he's not doing the right thing. He doesn't know what he's doing. Yeah, I mean, these are all, what do they call them? Monday night quarterbacks, right? They're not there. They don't play the game. They're not helping with the game. And yet they have all the answers for the game. So Dr. Fauci was originally on with Mark Levin. And I'll let you hear what he had to say. Because he was praising the president unlike anybody today. Take a listen.
Dr. Fauci, let me ask you a question. You've been doing this a long time. Have you ever seen this big of a coordinated response by an administration to such a threat, a health threat?
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them. I mean,
Did he just say impressive? Because the left, you know, they're loving on this guy. because, you know, he's not up every week with Trump anymore, so they're really loving on him. But anyway, didn't he just say it was impressive? Have you heard that at CNN or MSNBC or ABCDEFG? Any of these guys giving Trump credit for it? No, probably not. All right, never mind.
We're talking about all hands on deck. Is that I, as one of many people on a team, I'm not the only person, since the beginning that we even recognized what this was, I have been devoting almost full time on this, almost full time. I'm down at the White House virtually every day with the task force. I'm connected by phone throughout the day and into the night. When I say night, I'm talking 12, 1, 2 in the morning. I'm not the only...
Right? So he's involved and engaged at the time. He knows what's going on, what's being rolled out, what's happening. He's not an armchair quarterback to try to figure out how COVID-19 is being battled by the government, as is some of these other Maronis that sit behind a microphone at some of those other sad networks.
The only one. There's a whole group of us that are doing that. It's every single day. So I can't imagine that under any circumstances that anybody could be doing more. I mean, obviously...
Under any circumstances that anybody could be doing any more, by Dr. Fauci.
We're fighting a formidable enemy, this virus. This virus is a serious issue here.
Amazing.
Did Mr. Page deny...
No, shut up. But it's amazing, isn't it? Did you hear the left talking about this at all? In any way, shape, manner, or form? About what a great job that he's doing? Or Trump is doing? You're never going to hear from him. You know that. They would rather cut their tongue off and swallow it again than they have to say this. So you know it's not going to happen. At least, well, I know it's not going to happen anyway. Right? So these college kids that love to tell us how much they know and how smart they are. Campus Reform went out and spoke to a bunch of them about the Holocaust, which is something they should know quite a bit about. Well, at least I think they should. And the answers will floor you. So the next segment, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. We're going to play some of this. I'm going to show you how little these young people know about the Holocaust, what it did, the damage it did, how many people it actually killed. And we'll see what they have to say about it. This ought to be, well, I don't want to say fun, but you know what I mean. Show me senior host, listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You know, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Really, truly, I appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, whether you believe it or not. And I appreciate the time you let your friends know about the show and what have you. And, again, let's enjoy. It's one of the ways we get to... You've really got to pay attention to what's going on around you. And there's more than one thing happening in the world. You know, my prayers are with the president and his wife also. But that's not the only thing happening. I have no fear with him. He's going to come through this. I'm not worried about a President Pelosi or anything along those lines. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I mean, you've got stuff going on in the Middle East. You've got stuff going on everywhere. So just let's just make sure we got it right and understand that there are other things happening and we need to just pay attention. All right. So I love when these college people have college students. They've got all these answers on life's issues. Like they've got the market. Yeah, I only hate that term. Like they've got the market cornered. Right? And you look at what's going on, you have to say to yourself, listen to these kids. Listen to what they know. And you parents that fill them full of believing that they know everything? God, what a disservice you did. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Campus Reform puts out some great videos. You got to go grab them. Campusreform.org. Campusreform.org. All right, so this one here, this young lady's out on college campuses talking about the Holocaust. And let's hear what young people really know about the Holocaust. All right, ain't that hard? Let's see.
Hi, this is Ashley Carnahan with Campus Reform, and today I'm at California Baptist University to ask students what they know about the Holocaust. We'll be asking them some general trivia questions, such as what is the Holocaust, how many people were murdered, and if they can name a concentration camp. Let's go. What is the Holocaust?
The Holocaust? Isn't that where, like, Hitler pretty much killed all the Jews?
What is the Holocaust?
It was a genocide, just complete killing of the Jewish people. It was something that was carried out by Hitler.
The Nazis slaughtered the Jewish population.
The Holocaust was part of the genocide of the Jewish people.
The Holocaust is an event that happened during World War II, where Nazi Germany rounded up mainly Jewish people, but there were also gays and, like, so there were some Christians involved with that, where they took them, they moved them into concentration camps.
And do you know, like, time period for that, when that happened?
I don't. I'm really bad at history.
Do you know how many were killed? How many people were killed?
I don't know the number on top of my head.
If you had to guess.
I had to guess. Oh, I have no idea.
Do you know how many people were...
This is something that I learned in the 70s. I'm not smarter than any of these kids or anybody else. But this is something I learned back in the 70s. Thinking of at least how, you know, millions and millions of Jews were killed. They should have had some kind of clue. Shame on academia. Shame on, you know, again, I just don't get it. Why we do not know our American history, U.S. history, and our world history. This is not a little thing. It's a big deal.
We're killed in the Holocaust.
I honestly don't know, but I'm pretty sure it was, to just be general, less than a million, maybe?
20 million?
Close to 5 million.
Millions. Do you have, like, a number?
I would say...
If you had to guess.
6 million?
Yeah, I can't even picture a number.
6 million. That's 6 million. Higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
Then 3 million?
6 million.
Okay. I'm shocked. I'm very shocked, to be very honest, you know.
Who was responsible for the Holocaust?
Sorry, it's because it's a little bit weird. I know his, obviously,
This should roll off the tongue like your name. Have we really gotten that far along that we forgot what Hitler did? What he was able to pull off? I just wrote a piece about the fact that Hitler, Stalin, and the rest of them knew that if they had the youth, even Mussolini, if they had the youth, they had the country. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were teaching. They knew what they were feeding them. They did it through education. And Hitler... That should be an easy name to remember.
Like a country if you can't think of a person.
No, the person is in my head. It's just because it's, like, on the spot.
Definitely know.
What is his name? I totally blank.
It starts with an H.
Hitler.
Exactly. Yes.
Hitler.
Can you name a concentration camp?
No, but I remember watching a movie about how it was during that time.
Can you name a concentration camp?
I can't.
I could in high school.
Auschwitz?
Auschwitz.
Have you heard of Auschwitz?
No.
That is the largest concentration camp that was created by the Nazis during World War II. Would you be surprised if I told you a survey came out recently that found 2/3 of young Americans in the Gen Z and millennial category were unaware that 6 million Jews died, or they thought it was a myth?
I hear that. I'm just honestly frustrated because, you know, that's just such like a base.
You hear that? 2/3 of millennials and Gen Z. What are you doing, people? I know you hate, some of you hate when I do this, but then change the channel. It is your fault. What are you doing? These young kids don't understand what took place when this went down. And these are the same kids running around college campuses saying these like Hitler, and they don't even know who Hitler is. They don't understand what was done. They demean the They demean the Holocaust. They demean the lives of those Jews when they throw that around. I know some of my Jewish friends very much appreciate, but actually I have some Jews that are mad at me for saying stuff like that. You can't just forget about it. It doesn't go away because these kids are forgetting about it. And this is exactly what some people in academia want. They want these kids to forget how these countries were taken over and how this happened. 6 million humans whose lives were taken. In a merciless, gutless, inhumane way. Not that there's a humane way to take a life. Why? For what reason? Nothing to do with the color of their skin. Just for who they were. That simple. And whether you were a black Jew, a white Jew, an Asian Jew, a Hispanic Jew, you were done. And it wasn't like they just took them into the gas chambers right away and killed them and shot them or whatever. They experimented on them. I want you to, you need to tell your young people around you. They experimented on them. They gassed them. I don't know. I don't know how you do it. Seriously. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Does the black spiritual community, religious community, support Trump? We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is taking precautions by staying in the hospital after finding out he has COVID-19. First Lady Melania was also diagnosed with the virus. She is remaining at the White House. Before he left, he tweeted a message saying he was doing well and the First Lady is also doing well. He thanked people for the well wishes and support. Former Vice President Joe Biden and his wife Jill tested negative. He also wished the President and First Lady well during a campaign event in Michigan. But he also said the virus is not going away yet.
We have to do our part to be responsible. It means following the science, listening to the experts, washing our hands, social distancing. It means wearing a mask in public and means encouraging others to do so as well.
Senator Kamala Harris and her husband have also tested negative. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Beverly Beatty joins me, and I got to tell you something. I was quite impressed by this lady when she when I saw what she did. But you know what? Let's just get rolling on this. How's that? Excited to have the next guest on because you've seen her. You've seen her on YouTube. You've seen her on other TV shows, radio shows across the country. And what I am most impressed by, now you guys know we've been beating this up on the show for quite some time now, is my Christian brothers and sisters, you need to listen to this. You need to tune in. If you're not a believer, tune in anyway because you're going to learn something here today. Beverly Beatty joins me, and you know we first saw her when she was wiping out the BLM sign in front of the Trump Tower in New York City. And the thing that impressed me the most, though, is how she carried herself when everything was going down. Because, you know, on the right, we tend to get a little crazy in the head, and we start screaming and yelling and doing stupid stuff at times, and she handles herself very well. A true ambassador for Christ. Beverly, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
So let's give the 80,000-foot view of your story first. You know, I mean, I could read it, but that's me just reading it, how you were raised in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the things you went through. So give us a little bit about your background.
Well, I was raised in Charlotte, North Carolina, because I was born in Staten Island, but my dad ended up being on the run for murder. So we moved there when I was three. And basically, I think they broke up when I was five, my mom and dad. And kind of, you know, my dad, his mother was a Christian, but he kind of walked away from the faith and came back to me and thank you, Lord. And my mom really wasn't rooted in the faith at all. So I grew up secular. I didn't have, like, that devout relationship with the Lord. I knew he existed, but I was not dedicated to him or, you know, I grew up around weed, drugs, cocaine, drinking, smoking, in the city lifestyle, cousins that are gangsters, people getting shy. This was just like, in a sense, a normal life for me. And once I got saved, the Lord put my best friend now, Edmay Chavanez, in my life, who really ministered to me. And he just helped me, he helped cultivate me into seeing, like, you know, certain things were not normal. And they just were not, they were not right. And so, you know, for me, I came from, I should have been a statistic. My background should have made me a statistic, and it was but God. who kept me that from that. And, you know, just living that life and knowing the gospel exposed the truth of what's really going on.
Yeah, and, you know, and that is a, I won't say it's a common story, but it's a story we hear a lot where people finally decide the lifestyle that they're living isn't working out for them, and they give it up to the Lord. Things change for them big time. You know, I grew up in the streets of Boston in the 70s with a very heavy, you know, mafia influence. My life could have been totally different, you know. And now you've been out ministering for the last 3 years with the At the Well Ministries, and you're the president and co-founder. Tell us a little bit about the ministry.
So, we've been around since 2014, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's about, I think, about 5 years.
Yep.
Maybe six years. We've been out ministering the gospel in the streets. And we started the ministry back in May of 2014. And we just had a heart to go and minister the gospel. We started out going to the Columbus Circle in Manhattan, right across from the Trump Towers. And we would just sing and praise and just glorify the Lord. And we loved it so much that we felt it was important to take it on the road. So we started to travel, and our first trip was in Washington, D.C., and we had Worship God right in front of the White House. I know, right? It's crazy, right? We moved forward just in doing it, and as we started going out, the Lord started to cultivate the ministry to where he kind of taught us how to build one-on-one with people, get really into interpersonal situations with individuals, and it also made us very conservative, because when you hit them streets, especially Democrat cities, you see why the city in the neighborhood is in the position that it's in, because of the welfare, the entitled state of mind that is backed by the government. So basically, as we grew in evangelism, we had to grow in politics because they went hand in hand in a sense of knowing, hello?
Yeah, yes. I'm there. Yep, that's good.
You know what happens, but understanding politics helped you know why it happens, and of course seeing it through the eyes of the gospel gave it that extra clarity.
Yeah, I'm surprised. You know, first and foremost, I grew up in an area that was we were all poor in that area, and I'm always surprised. I grew up as a Democrat too. I'm Massachusetts. I mean, I think it's in your DNA when you're born there, and so you start looking. But when you really start reading the gospel, you really start understanding the gospel. And I'm going to take a swipe at the Dems, and I'm not going to try to be mean about it. But how do you join a club? Let's say it's a club, right? How do you stay in a club or you join a club as a God-loving person that says, you can't talk about God. We want nothing to do with God. And by the way, we're going to kill babies. Oh, and by the way, I mean, everything that you supposedly stand for, that club says you can't be part of. I don't understand how they've been able to draw Christians into that and keep them there.
Well, because Christians believe that Christianity is socialism. When you are dedicating your Christian life into just giving money into a building that just praises and worships and really doesn't do anything for the community, or you utilize your tithing and offering as a way to say, hey, I am a Christian, I pay my tithes, and that's my walk, that's how you get played by Democrats. Why? Because in the same way, Democrat people put these politicians in that tax them more, and then the politicians say, oh, the taxes go to food programs, this, that, and the other. So then the Democrats say, okay, well, yeah, I pay my taxes, I help people out, I think about others, I'm liberal, right? It's the same type of heart. As to where when you're dealing with a conservative heart, you don't just throw money away, you get your feet on the ground, you get involved, and you clearly see what's happening, and you try to take that extra step, not depending on, for Christian conservatives, man, for just conservatives who technically have a Christian foundation but still ain't acknowledging God, it's government. We don't want to make them the leaders of stepping in and making a change. The individual man needs to make that decision, and for some reason, when it comes to Christians, they don't want to take that extra step, so they hide behind socialism, virtue signaling through Democrats.
Yeah, it comes back to me. Look, God, either God's our sufficiency or government's our sufficiency, and they've done a great job in the reaching out into the lower socioeconomic rungs and saying, hey, yeah, we want to help you. We want to give you a hand up. We want to make sure that you can eat and you're okay. And it's what I say to people all the time. You go into the voting booth and you're saying, okay, if I vote for this person, I'm going to lose my check. I'm going to lose this. I'm going to lose that. If I vote for this person, well, I might get more independence, but I want to make sure I have food on the table. I mean, they got you in a position where you can't get out of it. Isn't that what you see on a regular basis?
100%. And the thing is, it only hinders that person when they don't believe in God. That is why you have this crossroad and you have this struggle, you know? And for Democrats, it was inevitable that most Democrats are atheists. And even Christian Democrats, they don't totally believe in God. They don't trust him. Let's be real. There's no way you can be a Christian Democrat that co-signs abortion or co-signs even the welfare system. Because the welfare system has become the depravity of so many communities. So it was a form of hypocrisy. It's like saying you're a gay Christian. It doesn't line up. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. I watch these people walk around. I was just talking about another guest yesterday about this and saying, how many Christians don't know 10 basic scriptures? I mean, 10 lousy scriptures that can help somebody with, or they can stand on when the crud is hitting the fan. They don't know. But they can tell you what worship songs were played on Sunday. You know what I mean?
I was just talking to a woman earlier before we got in this interview, and she said the same thing. Like, you know, we've traditionally practiced religion, but I don't even know the Bible. I don't know the word. But what I find interesting is that the same people who don't know the word of God would be the main ones criticizing you. Telling you what a Christian's supposed to be. You're like, what Bible are you reading? The one you're talking about, I don't know what type of Christianity that is, but that's not the Christianity of the Bible. You know, I see that all the time. And it's like, and there may be no 5-10 scriptures that they throw out to you to validate their point, but it's like, wait a minute. You even threw it out of context. Let's start from the top. Don't just put one verse in. Let's put the whole chapter in and then watch your whole argument be debunked.
Yeah, I love when they tell me, you know, Jesus tore up the temple because they were making too much money. I said, no, they were selling crap at the temple, okay? If Jesus wasn't in for making money, then tell me about the talents, and let's get past that for a minute. I'm in about making money. We'll be back in a minute right after the commercial. Don't go far.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. We're back at it again, and like I tell you guys all the time, you know what, especially my Christian brothers and sisters, you know, you guys, you stood out in the last race, and I could beat this up, I do it every week with you. I mean, God gave us government, we're supposed to be taking care of government, and when you sit on a couch because you don't like how somebody sounds, or you don't like their Twitter feed, you know, I've had friends of mine, and my guests I think will agree with me, but I've had friends of mine say to me, how can you vote for, I'm Christian friends, how do you vote for Trump, how do you take his attitude? Look what I said. You ever read the story of David? Hello? Anybody home? I mean, think about what he... I'm not going to tell you. You go read... Matter of fact, if, you go read it yourself if you've never read it. Look at what he did. And at the end of that, all of that, Father says, he's a man after my own heart. I mean, hello? Anybody home? Anyway, I got Bevelyn Beattie with me. She's the one that we saw originally saw all over the place in New York City, and I was impressed by the way she handled herself when the police arrested her for getting rid of the BLM painting. I don't even know what that thing was. As far as I was concerned, they were defacing public property. That's how I feel about it. Bevelyn, thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I think we need more, and I'm not just saying this because I got you on the show. I've said it to plenty of people before. We need more people like you. We need more people like me calling out our brothers and sisters in Christ and saying, look, you want to live the life that God is allowing you to live, is giving you to live, the opportunities he's given you. You won't get it under the Socialist Party. There's nothing socialist about Jesus Christ. Absolutely none. Right? He told us we need to go to work. We need to take care of our family. We need to do the right things. Isn't that true?
That's the facts. I mean, it simply is understanding the word of God and understanding who he was. Okay, prime example, Peter. Peter was a fisherman. If people don't know it, back then, ancient times, fishermen were businessmen. Mm-hmm. He didn't just fish all the fish, he sold it. Okay? As you know, most Jews are business people. Like, let's be very real. This is something that God had ingrained in them as a people, right? And again, we call them God's chosen people, set aside. Come on. So why am I saying this? Mm-hmm. Peter was a fisherman. Jesus chose him because he had a heart and work ethic. He knew how to be a go-getter. And so what he said to Peter was, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. He utilized that same heart of go-getting to now go and minister the gospel and disciple and make disciples of different nations, okay? So the reality is, if Christ was a socialist, he wouldn't have never taught Peter how to be a fisherman. He would have himself went, ministered the gospel to people, and then gave them to Peter. So now do what he needed to do with them and take the credit. But this is not the heart of God. God is a capitalist, and he multiplies, and he uses the smallest things to do it. He used one man and one woman to create billions of people. You take one seed, you put it in the ground, and it'll make hundreds of fruit on that tree. This is the God we serve. So now, us as Christians, believing that Christianity is about socialism and just about giving and giving and giving, it's a form of ignorance. God is an investor. He doesn't want you to just give for it to be thrown away and pissed and pooped out. He wants it to be multiplied. And if you're not going to multiply, even in your word, that's why he says the kingdom of God is like a farmer sowing seeds, because even in his word, it will multiply others whose souls will be saved through that. So how do we equate that to socialism?
You can't. And I tell you something. I keep telling people, God doesn't sit there and say, well, my black kids are this, my brown kids are this, my white kids. No, we're all his children. He doesn't call us out by color. We're all of one blood. And what the government is doing, you know, if you Christians would wake up, what they're doing, right? Think about something. They don't want your kids at school because they don't want them communing together. They don't want them building relationships together. They don't want us at church because the power that we have when we come together in a corporate way. You know, like you read in the Acts with the Apostles, when they got together and they were all in one accord and all in one place, we have a power to overcome them. They want to keep us divided. And I say, don't let them do it. It's amazing to me what I'm seeing out there. You agree?
I agree. I agree 100%. And I know it's a trap of the enemy because if, first of all, God himself doesn't even look at the flesh. No. The Bible says he does not judge man by the outward appearances, but he sees the heart. Yet his own creation, made in his image and likeness, are doing the exact opposite of what he himself does, judging man by their outward appearances. So we set ourselves up for failure just off of that alone. You ever seen a person who dates only good-looking people, but yet the people they date are trash internally? So it's the same difference. When we start to look at, oh, man.
It's all right. Keep going.
Somebody's car. When we start to look at individuals who are only seeking after the flesh, they're going to land in a trap every single time. It will never fail.
I agree. Listen, I totally agree with you, and I think that's what we've allowed government. We've allowed society to yank us in and get us to buy into some of the garbage that's going on. Look, when I talk about, you know, Black Lives Matter, for instance, when they come up in conversation on the show, I would say, look, here's the deal. Have there been things done to the black community that are atrocious and terrible and bad? Yes, of course. Nobody's going to deny that. But to come up with Black Lives Matter and say, that's all that matters, that's all we need to focus on, and then you read their, what I'll call their manifesto, And you read the first, like most humans, we only read a couple of words. We go, oh, that's nice. You know, you read the first two or three paragraphs. You go, oh, I can get behind that. That's nice. They just want equality. They want that. Okay, that's cool. That, you get down to paragraph six when they talk about ripping apart the nuclear family and, the, you know, the misogynistic groups have been sold to them. Now the women have to take over. And even if you're a transgender, you know, you're, you know, you're online. It's like, wait a minute. What happened? And but I've spoken to many in the black community that are supporting BLM. I say, are you reading? Are you understanding? And number three, are you praying on this? Are you asking God for guidance? It's never a yes. I don't know how to fix that.
It can't be a yes. The only way to fix that is the one thing and one thing only, the gospel. You can only defeat hate and the devil through the gospel. I would simply tell them, listen, if you hadn't taken the time to do your research and learn who these people are, and you're professing them and co-signing them as a Christian, you are putting up a form of holiness and denying the power thereof, and you are not a real Christian. Oh, I'm not a you got to say things to them that are offensive. You got to call them out.
Yep.
And it may mean they get offended, but truth is truth. And sometimes it's going to be offensive. But I don't care whether you're white, black, green, or blue, and the person that you're talking to is of another race, and you don't want to be looked at as a racist. That's irrelevant. The gospel has to come out. If you are co-signing them, go into the scriptures, build your case as to why they are not representing themselves as a Christian, and why I don't believe you're a Christian. And if you say you're a Christian, you're a false prophet. You're not a real Christian to support them. And that's just it.
Devlin, I had a guy on this show who claimed to be a Christian, and then in the conversation, he said to me he didn't believe any of the stories in the Bible. And I said, so... I said, how can... So you think that they're fairy tales? He said, yes. I said, then Jesus is a fairy tale. You believe in a fairy tale. How does that work?
You are not a Christian. You are Uian. You believe in what you want to believe. You do you.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
I know. It is just amazing to me. So, again, where do people go to find out more about you? Where can they go to find out if you've got events coming up or frankly, how they can help you? You know, us conservatives and you Christians, you talk about the fight, you get on the keyboard, you pound away on Facebook. Who are you helping? Whoever on Facebook that you wrote to said, oh, I got to meet this Jesus guy. I don't think it hasn't happened to me. I don't know. But, you know, really, truly, people, you got to get involved and help out the warriors that are actually out there. And Bevelin's one of them. Bevelin, how do they help you?
Wellministries.org. That's our website. And for any type of updates, go to my Facebook. Look me up, Bevelin Beatty. My YouTube, Bevelin Beatty. And Twitter, Miss Bevelin Beatty. And also Parler, Bevelin Beatty. And, yeah. Just get in touch with me there. You'll get updated. You'll get my information. Sometimes you have to go directly to my page because Facebook is shadow banning me. And, yeah, we'll make it happen.
Well, Bevelin, keep up the good work. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, I see Christ in your face. I see the work that you're doing. And we just need more people out there doing this, not afraid to say, no, this is wrong, and this is what's right. We're so afraid we're going to offend somebody. But I don't care. You know, the Bible says, Jesus said that they're going to hate us for his sake because, you know, he first loved us. And so we need to get over it. We need to realize that we're going to offend people just because we love him. And
period.
Yeah, period.
And that's
okay. All right. Well, you go on. Have a safe rest of your trip. I appreciate you spending some time with me today.
Thank you, and God bless you, Brian.
You too. Yeah, you know what? I was watching her on TV. As I said, some of the things that she did when she was in New York and she was challenging the BLM people, and she wasn't challenging the police, but she was taking a stand for her rights. And she was... She just wasn't nasty about it. She did it the right way. They would have had no reason whatsoever to haul her in or do whatever. She didn't give them one. And that's what we need to do more of. As much as we want to scream and yell about our rights, in the middle of what the crap hitting the fan, it's not the time to be the fool. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spent with us. Now, listen, don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me next week. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And don't do it, again, don't do anything dumb, really.